This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I am so happy you're here. Happiness Solved is dedicated to giving you content that is empowering, motivational, inspirational, and of course, a dose of happiness. It's my way to give back to the world and share other people's stories and wisdom. This thing called life can be challenging, and the stories that are shared demonstrate that no matter what you have gone through, you can choose happiness. Before I introduce today's guest, I want to talk to you about shifting your perspective. This is so important because there are so many things that frustrate us or stress us out. And if we were able to shift our perspective of the situation, we would be so much happier. You see, we all have our own perspective, which is the way we view the world. It's like the lens in which we see things. When we shift our perspective, it changes our perception of life. Our perception is the way we think about or understand someone or something, and it is also what we understand or interpret from our five senses. However, our perception is shaped by our past experiences, feelings, and thoughts. Think of it as looking at the glass half full or half empty. In short, when we change our perspective, it changes our perception, which in turn changes our beliefs and ultimately changes our reality. So change your perspective, change your life. It sounds simple, yet it can be very challenging for some to actually achieve. If you would like to learn more about this topic and how to work with me personally, please visit sandyscarlatta.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with me and to get access to a free digital copy of my book, Happiness Solved. I also invite you to join my growing community by texting me at 703-420-3472 to receive daily inspirational messages. Again, that number is 703-420-3472. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you enjoyed today's interview. Today's guest is Ava Otto. Ava is the 11-year-old daughter of Limp Bizkit drummer John Otto, and she is now a professional dancer and actress. She is all about anti-bullying, as she herself has been bullied by adults as a young kid. She now uses her platform to inspire other young kids. She is so incredibly talented, beautiful, and smart, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, Ava. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Ava, and you are just such a beautiful young lady, and I'm really curious, like, what is it like to have a famous father?
First off, thank you so much. And second, it's very interesting having a famous dad. To anyone who doesn't know, my dad is in a rock band, Limp Bizkit. His name is John Otto. And it's really cool having a famous dad. But the thing is, it doesn't feel like your dad's famous. It's like, he's like a regular dad, but he isn't just a regular dad. He's a cool dad. So like, bring your daughter to work day, instead of like going to like an office or something, it's going to a concert. And he's been in the industry for a long time. I mean, he's been in the industry since he was 18, which is crazy. So he's told me some of the best industry advice I've ever gotten. He's just such a role model to me. And I love him so much. He's amazing.
Well, that would be a great go to work with your dad day, you know, going to a concert, because it's better than a rock concert, right?
Yeah, it's so fun. It's like never a dull moment at his concerts. It's always like the crowd's always going crazy. The music is always pumping. It's super fun.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love concerts. My last one was because of COVID, I haven't been going to as many, but my favorite band, I love your dad's band too, but my favorite band is Maroon 5. And my sweet husband bought me front row center stage seats to see them. And he threw me his guitar pick at the end of the concert. Well, I was like a 16 little girl going crazy, right? Like, oh my gosh.
Oh my my gosh, that's so cool. My favorite song is Moves Like Jagger. It's a very awesome song.
Yes, yes. Yeah, they're great. So you have some really exciting things coming up.
Yes.
I understand you are going to be on Come Dance With Me. Talk about
yes,
that.
Yes, I am. So Come Dance With Me is a show airing Friday, April 15th, which is tomorrow at 8 o'clock in Eastern Standard Time and Pacific Standard Time. And I am super duper excited. The executive producers were LL Cool J and Chris O'Donnell, and they were awesome. But the entire experience was crazy. It was amazing. And I'm dancing with my dad. I'm super excited. He did really well. I was like, okay, Dad, you were like an undercover dancer. He didn't tell me where all these moves came from. And he rarely danced. Like, my mom danced with him like
two times. So what is the show about?
So the show is about the kid who is a trained dancer and the parent who is not a trained dancer. And it's a competition show for the grand prize of $100,000. And the host is Philip Lawrence, who is a Grammy award-winning singer and songwriter. And then the judges are Trisha Miranda, who's a famous hip-hop choreographer, Jenna Dewan, who is like a famous actress, she's a dancer, she does everything. And then Dexter Mayfield, who danced with, he's a famous dancer, he danced with Taylor Swift, amazing choreographers, and they were super duper encouraging. The show was just so awesome. I made lifelong friendships. I got to have my first ever daddy-daughter dance since I've been homeschooled since the first grade. I never got to have one, and always see people, you know, dancing with their dads on Instagram, and I was like, hey, how come I didn't get this? So now that dream was fulfilled, and I got to do it on national television.
That is so cool. So are you on every week, or was it just a one-time thing on the show for that one episode?
So the show airs every week. And I can't say how I did. It's a complete surprise, but either way, it was awesome.
Oh, okay. Okay, so is it kind of like Dancing with the Stars, but with a young dancer and their parent?
Yeah, kinda.
Okay. All right. Very, very cool. So when did you start dancing?
I started dancing at the age of 5, so it's been 6 years of me dancing, and I loved to dance ever since I was, like, little. I was, like, choreographing numbers on the playground at pre-K, and that's how my parents were like, okay, she might, like, really like this, and they made me beg for a couple of years, and then they put me into dance, and then here I am now.
Wow. Wow. That's really, really incredible. So I understand that you're very passionate about anti-bullying, and that you yourself have been bullied by adults. What awful adult actually bullied a young child? Tell me about that.
I don't know. It was mainly because of jealousy, because they wanted their kids to do what I was doing. And it really hurt, because you expect parents to be so supportive of you and to always be there, you know, like a mother's instinct, but to be bullied by them, it's a whole other type of bullying. It was very, like, hurtful, and it really impacted me, and it still impacts me today, and it really just took a toll on me, but I learned that it wasn't my fault, it was their insecurities, and that their problems were none of my problems. It was very hard, though.
Oh, of course, of course. So what do you do in terms of using your platform, like Instagram? How do you use that platform to promote anti-bullying?
I use my platform to spread awareness that bullying is a very real thing. It isn't just kids who bully other kids or adults that bully other adults. Anyone can get bullied, any age, anything. So I use my platform to spread positivity and kindness, and to prove to people who are getting bullied that you are not alone and that there's always someone rooting for you, and you have more supporters than you do haters.
I love that message. And I would imagine that you could really inspire a lot of other people simply because of your age and having that platform that you do. So that's really amazing.
Yes, I like talking to other kids who are getting bullied and helping them and being a mentor to them, kind of, and guiding them through their bullying.
So when somebody approaches you and they've been bullied, like what advice can you give them to help them to feel better about themselves and realize that it isn't about them, it's about the other person?
First, I tell them that it's not their fault that they're getting bullied. It's other people's insecurities. And they're insecure about what they're doing, and they have to bully them because of that. And that you can always talk to someone. So, like, always reaching out to an adult or a guardian that makes you feel safe. And then talking to friends even helps. And then also ignoring the bully. Because when you just constantly, you know, engage with them, that gives them more fuel. So just ignore them, and eventually they will just realize that you're not giving them any time of day. And just don't take it personally, because you are loved, and that one hater can't stand against all of your supporters.
Right. How did you get so wise at such a young age?
I've gone through many life experiences, but it's all worth it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, just wait till you're in your 50s like me. And then you'll really be like, oh yeah, wow. So what do you do to keep yourself grounded and you know, when you've got all these exciting things going on and, you know, you've got this famous dad and you're probably meeting other famous people, what do you do to stay grounded and just be a kid?
Well, I do to be a kid. I do a lot of kid things. A lot of people think that my life is just work and business, but it's like, it's a lot of fun. So I love hanging out with my friends. Dancing is obviously a way that I stay a kid. I mean, dancing is just so fun. And then I skateboard. No one knows this, but I skateboard and I also roller skate. And it's very fun. I like playing video games with my dad, actually. I'm not good at his games, but sometimes we'll play games that we're both good at. And what else? I love going to the beach. The beach is my happy place. It's the most zen, peaceful, fun. Just, it's so therapeutic. It's awesome. And I like playing with my dogs. I have 3 dogs, and they're so precious, and I just love playing with them.
What kind of dogs do you have?
So my oldest dog, Nico, he's 16 years old, and he's a little chihuahua. And then Church is the middle kid. He's actually 10 days younger than me. So we were born same year, same month, same everything. And he was born the date that I was supposed to be born. And he's and he's a mini pocket pit. And then our littlest one, Uzi, he's 6 now, and he's a French bulldog, and he is rowdy. He's very fierce.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, bulldogs, whether they're French or English, can be for sure. That's great. Oh, yeah. So you roller skate. People, mm-hmm. I didn't realize people still roller skate.
Oh, yeah. It's still alive and running. I love roller skating. I think it's very underappreciated. It's super fun.
Now, I'm a retired U.S. national and international figure skating coach, so I'm a little partial to the ice than the concrete.
What?
But they're very similar.
Oh, my gosh. I always tell myself, if I gave up on dance, I would do figure skating. That is so cool. That is awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun, and now I have a gold medal. I have a gold medal in ice dancing, which is a level, not – I didn't get the medal in a competition. It's kind of like a black belt, if you would.
Whoa.
But I now work with elite ice dancers as their mindset coach. So I'm still in the skating world. Yeah, I'm still in the skating world, but not on the ice anymore.
Wow, that is amazing.
But thank Thank you. So what's next for you? So you can't talk too much about the show. Come dance with me because it's a surprise and I get that. So what's next for Ava Otto?
So I launched my nonprofit in January. It's called Passion Project X. And basically our whole thing is if people have a passion they want to pursue in any career and they don't necessarily have the funds or resources, we help them. We give them the education, the fun, the resources, anything they need to make their passion skyrocket.
Wow. You have a nonprofit too? That's incredible.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, that's highly impressive. Wow.
Yes.
And so then, you go ahead.
And then in the fall, I'm going to be training at The Space, which is in Brea. And it's a dancer, Autumn Miller, and her parents, they started this studio, which is a non-competitive dance studio where people can train and have fun. And I'm going to be in their academy program, which is the first, because they have launch, which is for 15 and older, and academy is 11 to 14. So it's their first ever 11 to 14 program. And I get to be like one of like the first generation, which is super duper cool. And I'm really excited for that.
Yeah. So what do you want to do when you grow up? I mean, I feel like you've already done so much, but what do you want to do when you grow up?
Okay, so I've been asking myself this question since second grade, which I know it seems a little bit silly, but, you know, that's just how I work. So I want to be a professional dancer, and I do want to tour with artists such as Kendrick Lamar, SZA, Doja Cat, those artists. But then I also want to own my own business. I'm not sure which business yet, so don't quiz me on that. But I know I want to be a business owner. And I definitely want to be a youth advocate when I'm older.
Well, you're already one, which is great. So just keep it up. Just keep it up for sure. Ava, this has been such a great conversation. And I'm just so off the charts impressed with you as a young woman and just everything that you're doing these days and being that inspiration for other young kids. So is there anything else that you'd like to share with the audience before we close up?
Well, the audience can watch me on Come Dance With Me on CBS and Paramount Plus Friday nights starting at 8 o'clock. So tomorrow it's going to be from 8 to 10, and then it's going to run from 8 to 9. And it's going to be super awesome. So get some snacks, grab your favorite dance partner, get some tissues, and be ready to dance with us. And it's a very emotional journey.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
Well, I will definitely be tuning in and cheering you from the East Coast. And I just wish you so much success in life. So thank you so much for being here today, Ava.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Of course. Well, that was a first for me interviewing an 11-year-old, but I tell you, you'd never know. She's so wise beyond her years. So if you'd like to learn more about Ava, you can go to her website, which is avaotto.com. And in the show notes will also be her Instagram link. So thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I hope that you and your family are safe and healthy and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.